A Brisbane project tackling homelessness is taking an unusual approach to the problem that's saving the taxpayer tens of thousands of dollars a year. Common Ground focuses on the inner city and uses a supported housing model to help keep homeless Queenslanders in stable, long-term accommodation. A review by the University of Queensland has found the project is remarkably successful. Brisbane reporter Nance Haxton has been investigating why.
For more than a decade, Jason struggled to survive, carving out a hand-to-mouth existence living on the streets of Brisbane. But for the past 3.5 years, he's called this building in the aptly named Hope Street home.
$1 million view, that one, isn't it?
So you're happy with your little flat? Can you tell us a bit about it?
My little flat, like, it's my little castle, you know. Like, it's like having a brand spanking new motel to live in the rest of my life. Yeah, it's been a godsend.
Common Ground is a supportive housing project in Brisbane's CBD. CEO Sonia Keep says there is a mix of tenants, with some having experienced homelessness and others who haven't.
Supportive housing brings together housing that is safe, that is affordable, that is long-term and stable, and it couples that with support services that are on site. And so tenants who face issues and challenges in being able to sustain a tenancy can access the housing, but can also access the support that they need to be able to stay in the housing.
Sarah has found stability and happiness living here.
They really do work with you. They don't sort of make you feel like a nobody or you're just someone that used to be homeless. It's really good, and it makes you feel like you're a real person.
The University of Queensland has evaluated Common Ground's supportive housing approach and found the glowing assessments of the people who live there are also backed up by hard figures. The study found that the state government saves more than $13,000 a year for each person housed there, compared to what it would cost to support them if they were homeless, as researcher Cameron Parcell explains.
For many people struggling with psychiatric illness, addiction, physical health problems and exclusion, they're actually not going to often change a whole heap of those life problems when they're homeless. So we found that when people are actually able to access secure and decent housing, when it's affordable and when they have the support that they can control, they're actually in a much better position to make changes to their lives, including health changes and social changes. They're able to participate more fully in the community.
For Emily, Common Ground has given her a chance to start life over.
I was addicted to heroin for a lot of years, so I went to prison, was in that cycle. So I was really lucky to be accepted in here and get a place in here, and it's just incredible. I wish there was more places like this for more around Australia, more around Queensland. Like, but this is the only one in Queensland, so, yeah.
It's just helped you get that stability in your life again.
It's that little bit cheaper rent allows you to actually be able to live.
That's Emily, a resident at Common Ground, speaking to Nance Haxton.